Live from General Isidoro Torres Memorial Elementary School, this is the Frontiers Truth Echoes. Special education to cater students with disabilities. Special education or SPED implemented by Department of Education or DepEd as per DepEd Order Number 11 Series of 2000, which mandates establishment to cater students with disabilities and for them to be provided with specialized instructional materials and trained personnel. SPED for students who are in need of assistance as well as to present education up to their understanding and still prioritizing the student's academic growth. It is pursuant to the Department of Education, Culture, and Sports DECS Order Number 26, Series of 1997 entitled Institutionalization of SPED Programs in All Schools. There should be at least one SPED center organized in every school division to provide special education to students with special needs. According to data given by school's division office or SDO officer Algie Juridico, there are a total of 425 SPED students in Malolos, with 123 for high school students and 302 for elementary students. Throughout the Philippines, data from 2023 says that out of 13,408 schools, there are only 648 SPED centers in the Philippines, with 471 for elementary and 177 for high school. According to the data, 84% of municipalities in the Philippines do not have SPED centers, and there are only around 4,000 teachers specialized in teaching SPED. It is estimated that there are 1.6 million SPED students in total in the Philippines, according to the study of United Nations Children Fund, or UNICEF, last 2022. Based on the DepEd data for school year 2016 to 2017, 232,975 learners with special needs were mainstreamed in regular classes. Localized curriculum to address students' linguistic needs. Localized curriculum for students, which focuses on reading as well as a standard for students to adopt to local conditions, a curriculum for students to interpret the lessons presented by educators more understandable. Due to the Philippines having different dialects, students often struggle with adapting to subjects since lessons in the Philippines presented with either English and Filipino. Students have agreed that when their lessons are conducted with their variety spoken, learning becomes much easier to understand and much better. It is claimed that their use of students' variety in education enables students to use their own potential and helps them to achieve deep learning. Besides, the use of students' native dialect in education enhances the social, cognitive, emotional, and linguistic development of learners in and out of school. For these reasons, it is argued that students need to be educated through their own variety. But in multi-dialectal society, the issue of dialect in education in general and the issue of choosing the variety to be used in particular has been a great concern to linguists, educationalists, and researchers for a long period of time. With the Philippines having 111 dialects, there are issues such as inadequate resources, teacher competency, and problems with curriculum hinder effective learning, since it observed that Filipinos lack literacy, since one of the reasons for that is teachers ineffectively teaching their subjects. Localization in curriculum is claimed to be able to help Filipino improve their comprehension. Quality education provided for Filipinos. Quality education, no read, no pass, said Schools Division Superintendent CESA 5 Leilani Samson Cunanan, for students who lack in literacy for them to learn about it, since educators are accused of their students failing due to them only passing their modules even if they are unable to read. Department of Education or DepEd Order Number 45 Series of 2002, No Read, No Pass policy states that every child should be able to read by grade 1, as well as for a grade 2 student to advance to grade 3, they must be able to read in Filipino, and for grades 3 and above, must be able to read in both English and Filipino. Any teacher who violates this policy will face consequences. DepEd highly encourages educators to utilize assessments results as one of the basis for implementing appropriate intervention programs in order to address the difficulties pupils face due to lack of literacy to improve their performance. The memorandum aims to address the problem of students who are unable to read to improve academic performance. The No Read, No Pass is part of the Boosting Literacy Program to help students boost their literary skills, since the Philippines has a low ranking in literacy rate. According to the 2019 Functional Literacy Program, Education and Mass Media Survey, or FLEMS, around 6 million Filipinos ages from 10 to 64 struggle with basic literacy skills, which is one of the reasons as to why intervention programs to give education quality are being implemented. boosting literacy program to improve students' literacy. A program implemented by the Department of Education or DepEd that aims to improve students' literacy, boosting literacy programs specifically to RISE, Philippines. And literacy. Implemented as of January 14, 2024, DepEd implemented the reading program for all public schools as part of its initiatives to boost students' literacy skills for both elementary and high schools. Division Office or SDO Officer Algie Juridico claimed that those who have finished basic education must be able to read. Due to Philippines having a low ranking in literacy, the program to let students have their reading and writing skills be improved was implemented, as per Vice President and former Education Secretary Sara Duterte said on November 21, 2023, that pupils from kinder to grade 12 will be given time to read books, articles, and other reading materials based on their interests, as well as writing books, essays, book reviews, and analysis among them. 2019 Functional Literacy Education and Mass Media Survey, or FLEMS, reported that around 6 million Filipinos from ages 10 to 64 struggle with basic literacy skills, including writing and reading. Students who are already well-versed in literacy would be taught critical thinking and analysis skills, but they have already equipped with those skills. Duterte said that they will be instructed to either write a book or an essay. We are seeing that the quality of education is not really good, and we are going to start with teaching students how to read. There are a lot of non-readers and slow readers, so we need to give them one day where they will do nothing but practice and learn how to read, Duterte said. This is the Frontiers Truth Echoes, live from General Isidoro Torres Memorial Elementary School.